So there you have it, my confession. I am a recovered TikTokaholic. Being an influencer has the potential to be addictive and destructive. Mine is a cautionary tale. But at least I can say I safely made it to the other side with my sanity and family intact.
Welcome to Dr. Brian Boxer Wachler's Health Show. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Wachler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice, so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
I hope that you're doing well. This is now 2 weeks before the launch of my new social media book, Influenced. And I'm really excited. This episode, I'm going to share with you something from the book. So I'm going to be giving you some fun. Well, I don't know how fun it will be, as you will see, but some information about the book, about my experience. That's why this episode is titled Confessions of a Social Media Influencer. As you will understand very clearly why this is a bit of a confessional episode. And also a cautionary tale based on what I experienced, which is going to be, of course, detailed in the book. But I want to give you some of this information now in preparation for the book launch, which is in 2 weeks. Also, I have to say, I'm very grateful for the other influencers who also agreed to share and open up to be a part of the book. This book would not be the same without them. Dr. Tony Yoon did the foreword. You know Tony, of course. I'm going to just go through the list alphabetically of the other influencers. Natalie Aguilar, Faiz Ajib, you know him as Life of a Doctor, Dr. Jess Andrade, Spencer Barbosa, Dr. Dana Brems, you know her as Foot Doc Dana. Of course, Dr. Ricky Brown, the real TikTok doc, Dr. Tommy Martin, Kristen Mayers, Josh Otusanya is a comedian, great content as well. Magnolia Prince, also a doctor anesthesiologist, Dr. Karen Rajan from England, you know, his great content, and Sarah Rav, who's now a doctor from Australia, and Dr. Sia Saleh in South Africa, and of course, Dr. Muneeb Shah, derm doctor. And I couldn't have had this book be what it is without their help. So I want to right now explain why I even wrote the book. And I'm going to read this one section about confessions of an influencer. Is I had really been surprised by what I experienced and what I learned on social media. And being an analytical type as well as a creative type, I really took inventory of what I was dealing with and experiencing and what I observed. And that's what the book is about. It's really to help you, no matter what your role is on social media, whether you're just trying to navigate, whether you're a parent and you have children that are on it, or whether you're trying to grow your social media account. The book also talks about that. And also how to live with it, how to not succumb to some of those addictive qualities of social media too. And with that, I'm going to start with my tale in the beginning of the book, Confessions of an Influencer. I have a confession to make. Actually, I have three confessions to make. First, I admit that I was not a full-fledged influencer when I began this project. I had a respectable platform consisting of many social media friends, followers, and fans, and had a great deal of media exposure, but I was not any closer to the level of a true influencer. The second confession is in February 2020, when I made a deliberate attempt to engage with people on TikTok, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Third, once I started gaining some traction as an influencer with my posts going viral, I unknowingly ended up succumbing to many of the same pitfalls that I had been researching while writing this book. Now that I've hung out my dirty laundry, I'll backtrack and explain my journey to becoming an influencer and how I became influenced by what started out as an innocent curiosity. During the COVID shutdowns, my medical practice, like that of most doctors, dramatically slowed down, giving me a lot of unaccustomed downtime. One day, my twin daughters approached me and urged, "Dad, there are some really good doctors on TikTok. You should be one." To my surprise, I found that the notion intrigued me. In addition to being open to finding something to do that would fill my newfound spare time, I came up with three reasons for testing my chops on TikTok. It might be a good way to dispel misinformation being spread. I could gain a more comprehensive perspective as part of my research for the book. And as I will explain in full subsequent chapters, I thought it showed some promise of providing me with fun and a pleasurable dopamine rush. And as we'll discuss later in the book, this is the same neurochemical release, dopamine, that occurs when one gambles, eats chocolate, takes drugs, sex, etc. Also, I suppose there was a part of me that wanted to prove that I was a cool dad to my daughters, who, by the way, were teenagers. I donned my scientist hat and approached the effort with the tenacity and meticulousness of initiating a research project. I set a goal of 1,000 followers on TikTok and told my daughters that once we hit it, I'd buy myself a new iPad. I set about recording and posting different types of videos and immersed myself in TikTok's data. I analyzed the results to determine which topics had higher ratios, video likes divided by video views, and which ones led to the most shares. I created my own metric, which I dubbed the follower efficiency ratio, the number of total likes for my account divided by the number of new followers for a given time period, for example, 6 hours a day. At first, it took more than 100 video likes to acquire one follower, a ratio of 100-1. So I reasoned, if my channel were to receive 10,000 total likes across all my videos, I would gain 100 new followers. I tweaked and tinkered with my profile information and biography wording to optimize the best ratio and boiled it down to a ratio of 26-1. By my calculations, 10,000 likes would yield about 384 new followers, a dramatic increase in efficiency. I posted videos nearly every day and frequently engaged with my followers, either in response to comments or when they tagged me in other videos, which they do a lot. TikTok Live is another feature that I experimented with to directly engage with followers in Q&A. This process mushroomed into more of a time investment that I bargained for. I was spending about 2 to 3 hours per day creating content and interacting with my followers. It was exhausting, but I could feel the dopamine starting to percolate in my brain, prodding me to keep going. I met with more than my share of frustrations. TikTok has a nasty habit of frequently changing the algorithm, which meant that shortly after I'd cracked one code, TikTok jumbled things up again with another. Needless to say, these changes impacted the performance of my videos. I tested and retested and analyzed to figure it out all over again each time this occurred. There were also occasions when I misstepped and accidentally violated the TikTok community guidelines. Here's an invaluable hint for every TikTok influencer wannabe. Never post a video of eye surgery on TikTok Live. If you do not heed my advice, welcome to TikTok purgatory. For several weeks, my videos were suppressed from being promoted on the coveted For You page. My views, likes, and shares plummeted, as did my dopamine level. I became distraught and suffered from withdrawal. All my momentum that I had built up from scratch just vaporized. I felt like a crash test dummy hitting the wall. Eventually, I was freed from the penalty box, and the algorithm opened back up to me. I went right back at it with renewed fervor. And then it happened. My breakthrough. My first viral video. And what is rather sweetly referred to as a duet, which if you don't know, is when you create a video that's positioned side by side or above or below a pre-existing video from someone else, I called out a recommendation for a dubious skincare product. The creators had photoshopped fake after images, something that is false or a lie, if you don't know, is known as cap in Gen Z TikTok lingo. I teased the viewers with the line, "Doctor reacts to miracle serum," followed by, "What is it?" Next came my big reveal. Of course, it's cap. 30 minutes after I posted the video duet, I spent about 30 minutes answering questions on TikTok Live. I thought the video went well, but had no sense of how it would translate to tangible metrics. I curiously checked the status of the video. Lo and behold, it had over 100,000 views. I had crossed the threshold into viral orbit. I cannot do justice to describing the elated feeling that enveloped me on my drive home. I'd earned my share of accomplishments throughout my career as a medical professional and surgeon, but had never felt anything like this before. The dopamine swarming in my brain made me feel higher than a coffee addict breaking into a Starbucks coffee shop in the envelope of darkness to swipe all the espresso beans and manically knock back one shot after the other. Throughout the drive, while in the throes of a dopamine deluge, I giddily sang Pat Benatar's 1982 hit, Shadows of the Night, at the top of my lungs while air drumming to the heavy blasts. Fortunately for the others on the road, the windows weren't open. I'm sure you can guess what I did next. I rewarded myself with an iPad. I also set a new goal of 10,000 followers. On reaching that mark, I would take my daughters for a weekend on Catalina Island, just off the coast of Los Angeles. It didn't take long for me to hit that milestone, and off we went for a brief vacation. While on the island, I stressed out over the small hotel's weak Wi-Fi. How was I expected to post videos, respond to comments, and do TikTok Live without good Wi-Fi? It was outrageous. Sure enough, that weekend I passed the 100,000 follower mark. I was officially an influencer. But I could sense some strain was developing with my twin daughters. I was oblivious to the fact that TikTok had become the topic of most of our conversations. And of course, I was always the one bringing it up. So what if my kids were starting to resent that TikTok was taking up all my mind share and I was ignoring them? I had much bigger fish to fry. I set my sights on the Holy Grail, 1 million followers. I was on a mission and nothing was going to stop me. The dopamine craving for more followers gnawed at me to floor the gas pedal like a race car driver. My daughters had innocently created a TikTok Frankenstein. I was out of control, subsumed by my number of views, likes, shares, and followers, especially as my popularity began to surpass many household celebrities and well-established influencers. It reached a breaking point when my daughters attempted to talk to me one day about their day. I was too busy responding to TikTok comments to pay attention to what they were saying. My wife and daughters felt that they had no other option than to conduct a TikTok intervention. It backfired. I felt betrayed because I interpreted my daughters' actions as meaning that they were no longer supportive of my goals. Part of me felt that they were just jealous and resentful of losing my attention, which at the time I didn't think was fair. I struck back by continuing as if the intervention had never happened and refusing to discuss TikTok with them. There is always that moment when karma catches up with an addict. And yes, I fell into that category. My payback hit me when a new video was once again accused of a community guidelines violation. The feeling of having a suppressed account was agonizing. How could TikTok not promote my viral videos? How could I be so neglectful and not take care of my virtual children? I was forced to take a step back and experienced a psychological state known as learned helplessness. No matter how hard I tried, I could not get any videos to go viral. This time, during the separation from TikTok, reality set in and my epiphany occurred. I had been guilty of ignoring my real-life children in favor of my virtual ones. I realized that I was the influencer and also the one being influenced, as if a spell had been coursing through my neuromachinery. I had become severely detached from my family, and the unleashed guilt was staggering. I solemnly walked to my bedroom, closed the door, and cried. I profusely apologized to my family, begging their forgiveness. Thankfully, they accepted. Once the viral videos resumed, I approached being an influencer from an entirely different perspective, one that was grounded and healthy. I had to control my dopamine balance and always put my family first. They are far more important to me than my millions of followers. So there you have it, my confession. I am a recovered TikTokaholic. Being an influencer has the potential to be addictive and destructive. Mine is a cautionary tale. But at least I can say I safely made it to the other side with my sanity and family intact. Another consolation is that I am not alone with my predicament. As you'll soon discover in this book, virtually every influencer I interviewed while researching this book admitted that, at some point, they went through a similar phase in which their social media lives spiraled out of control, sometimes like a roller coaster careening off the tracks. It's fascinating to me what I experienced seems to be the norm rather than the exception. And yet there does not, at least as of yet, exist a manual for influencers, followers, and users on how to prevent this phenomenon or how to cope with the problem before it gets out of hand. Filling that void became another reason for writing this book, Influenced. The poet T.S. Eliot once wrote, "People exercise an unconscious selection in being influenced." I believe this logic goes both ways, whether you are an influencer or the one being influenced. View, like, comment, share, and post until you're as satiated as taking down a Las Vegas buffet. But do so with both eyes wide open to be sure it's worth your time and energy. Be discriminating about what information you believe is truth, and always choose to spend time with your flesh and blood loved ones above the ones flashing on your screen. That is precisely what Influenced is all about. This book is available on Amazon, Goodreads. The audiobook as well, written by myself, is available too. I think you're going to love it. You can get it right now. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Walkler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.